Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Tim from Auburn is. Tim, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tim is ready to rock. So, Steve Migs, you've got to exit the studio. If you are playing at home, Tim has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is Cal Raleigh's nickname?
Big Dumper.
Yes. Which continent is considered to be the most religiously diverse?
Asia.
Yes. Which bearded Texas rock band released the song Tush?
ZZ Top.
Correct. What game came bundled with the first Nintendo Game Boy in America?
Super Mario?
No.
Duck Hunt?
No.
Pass.
How many times have the Mariners made the playoffs?
3?
No.
2?
No.
4?
No. What bony structure in the human body includes the zygomatic, ethmoid, and vomer bones?
Pass.
In North America, moss typically grows directionally on which side of the tree?
North?
Yes. In Beauty and the Beast, what enchanted item is Chip?
Teacup?
Yes. In what southern state did Cal Raleigh attend college?
North Carolina?
No.
South Carolina?
No.
We
got you down for 5 there, Tim.
Oh. Halfway there.
Yeah, living on a prayer. Steve, welcome back.
Good to be back.
It is good to
you guys.
It's wonderful to see you.
Aw.
Are you ready?
Might as well win the whole f***ing thing.
What is Cal Raleigh's nickname?
Win the whole effing thing.
Yeah.
Big Dumper.
That's right. Which continent is considered to be the most religiously diverse?
Ooh, let's go Europe?
No.
Africa?
No.
Antarctica?
No. Which bearded Texas rock band released the song Tush?
What?
Which bearded Texas rock band released the song Tush?
Oh, it's ZZ Top.
It is.
I thought you said beer. I was like, what beer?
What game came bundled with the first Nintendo Game Boy in America?
What game came by? Tetris.
Yes. How many times have the Mariners made the playoffs?
Now it's going to be 6.
It is. What bony structure in the human body includes the zygomatic, ethmoid, and vomer bones?
The ribs?
No.
The clavicle?
No.
The sternum?
No. In North America, moss typically grows directionally on which side of the tree?
On the left?
No.
Right.
Directionally.
Oh, the north.
Yes. In Beauty and the Beast, what enchanted item is Chip?
Chip is a... Bitcoin.
No. Steve.
An infinity stone.
No. Steve, you got 5 correct, and that is a tie. 5-5. Tim, next time, I'm confident you will beat Migs.
Yeah, I'll dump all over him next time.
Oh, like, I think you said bent all over. My ears aren't working today. I think from the Linkin Park show, my ears are just kind of blown out.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about that later this morning, yeah. You guys. He did know that the continent that is considered to be the most religiously diverse is Asia. And the bony structure in the human body that includes the zygomatic, ethmoid, and vomer bones is your skull. Ooh. Your big, thick skull over there, Steve.
Oh, thank you.
And then in Beauty and the Beast, Chip is an enchanted teacup, one that you did not get to. In what southern state did Cal Raleigh attend college?
Oh, crap. Is it North Carolina State?
It is not.
Is it Cal State?
No. That's what they're rebranding it to.
Florida
though.
State?
It was Florida State University, the Seminoles. Okay. Nice work, Steve.
Thank you.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show.
We have a pretty sweet feature on the Odyssey app that lets you leave us a voice message. And every morning when we check in there, some of them prove to be rather interesting.
A lot of people want to talk about Cal Raleigh, the Mariners, and someone has an issue with Cal ISW.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Stained.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We would be so stoked to get a voice message from you. And you can do that through the Odyssey app. There's a little microphone icon. Take care of business right over there. Steve Miggs, what is happening in there this morning?
A lot of messages about our Seattle Mariners. Some good and some bad.
Ooh.
And some ugly.
Whoa.
Okay, not ugly, but some good, some bad. What do you want to start with, the good or the bad?
Well, good.
All right, we'll start off with some of the good.
Hey, Daily Miggs Show. What a day to have Cal ISW after tonight's game. We have to say it again. This is our year.
This is our year, damn it.
We've been saying that since the beginning.
When we came up with this silly thing of doing Cal ISW, and then we try to put it all together, and all day today it's Cal ISW on the rock. None of us thought like last night would go the way we hoped. But talk about great timing.
Oh my gosh, you couldn't have planned it any better than this.
Yeah, so this has been a lot of fun. Last night was a blast. All right, you ready for the next one?
Yes.
All right, let's see. Let's do, you want to go with a negative one?
Sure.
All right, let's go with this guy.
You Seattle fans crack me up. It's not your year yet.
Take it back. You take it back. Wow.
This must be a Houston Astros fan.
How about getting out of the first round of the playoffs first?
Well, if we win tonight, we don't have to worry about that. We're out of the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, because we get a bye.
So great.
And then maybe think it's your year after that. You Seattle fans crack me up.
Cut us some slack, man. We haven't had a lot to cheer for.
Right?
This is only the sixth time that the Mariners fans, the Mariners have gone into the playoffs.
Just let us have our moment. Let us have our taglines. You don't have to subscribe to it, but I do believe this is our year.
And also a lot of the people on the national level are starting to believe that as well. I mean, you hear a lot of like these national, quote unquote, experts being like, Seattle's a team that nobody wants to play because they're firing on all cylinders.
Yeah.
You know, the hitting's great. The pitching's going to be great, too. So awesome to see Luis Castillo pitch.
Oh,
I mean, even though they ended up winning 9-2, he didn't have to do much, but he was pitching a gem.
Yeah, nearly perfect.
Yep. All right, here's another voice message.
I mean, it's cool that you guys were doing Cal ISW, but.
All right, so what do you think? What do you think the butt is about?
But maybe she feels like this is overshadowing the fact that the Seahawks are playing Thursday Night Football tonight.
Oh, they are. You're right. Danny, what do you think the butt's about? And it's not Cal Raleigh.
I think she's just going to be a jaded Mariners fan. Mm.
Okay, let's find out.
Why the f*** didn't you do something for Sue Bird when she retired? I mean, she is...
Oh, I didn't have angry Seattle Storm fan on my bingo card.
Easily Seattle's greatest sports star.
Okay.
You could have been, I don't know, the Bird or the Sioux.
It's not like we had our choice. We were going with either Cal ISW or something to pay tribute to Sue Bird, and we just said, F Sue Bird. We're just going with Cal Raleigh.
Yeah, that's it.
What do they call it? The whataboutism?
Yes.
When people are just like, well, what about blah, blah, blah. That stuff drives me insane. Mm.
I don't know. You guys could have come up with something creative for it, but it's kind of f***ed up that you had to wait until Cal Raleigh hasn't won the team yet.
Wow. It's a lot of spice in this VM.
Well, the Storm didn't do well in the playoffs. I could understand the anger.
When Sue Bird brought Seattle championships.
That's true. I'm sorry.
We messed up.
We really screwed this up. I think we need to maybe change it to the Bird of Seattle.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird.
Bird of Seattle. No. I have this voice message.
All right, so it's been a while. Steve and Danny both said they would get Mariners tattoos if they made it.
Can't we just have fun with the Mariners winning yesterday? Why is everything? Everyone seems so grumpy today.
Everyone went to Lincoln Park last night and are struggling this morning.
Everyone seems tired and grumpy. Okay, yes, I get it. We're all up late enjoying the Mariners win in Lincoln Park.
Playoffs a couple years ago. To my knowledge, they never got those tattoos.
Nope.
So, I'm challenging them. If we go to the World Series this year, you...
When?
Not if.
Yes, this is our year.
Manifest.
Yes.
Playoffs a couple years. You need to get those Mariners tattoos. Are you guys in? Let's go Mariners.
Yes.
Like a Trident tramp stamp.
If they win the World Series, I am totally down with getting a...
All right, guys. Good vibes only. Don't forget it.
A good vibes only tattoo.
I might get a dump truck.
Where? On your butt?
Yes,
please,
obviously.
Do that. You got to do that. All right, we got one more voice message.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just wanted to let you know that after you guys played that interview, that post-game interview with Cal Raleigh, and he dropped that F-bomb, what the reporter said to him afterwards has just got this song stuck in my head from Bill Paxton called Naughty Cal. Check it out. It's hilarious.
I don't know anything about
this. Did you say Naughty Cal or Naughty Cow?
Naughty. I thought C-O-W. I'm like, that's true, but it's Cal, C-A-L. So if you missed it last night on Root Sports, Angie Mentink mm-hmm. was talking to Cal Raleigh, and once again, he dropped the F-bomb, but her reaction was just great.
Might as well win the whole f***ing thing.
all right, Aaron, back up to you. Naughty, Naughty Cal, Naughty Cal.
So this is Naughty Cal.
Naughty cow, Pongo and Toki got tired of living on land. So the three amigos took an undersea trip and never were seen again.
Okay, what's happening here? This is from Bill Paxton's album, Take Another Hit, The Best of Coconut Pete.
What is happening?
Started out all right, made it a couple of miles till they spotted a watering hole. Had their wits about them until they were served a bottomless scorpion bowl. Naughty Cal and his pals riding the waves for somewhere. High and low, they blew all their dough and ended up nowhere.
How did you even know this song exists?
This is the most random thing I've ever heard in my life.
We just learned that Bill Paxton liked to smoke a lot of weed back in the day.
Sounds like it.
A lot of weed and write songs about being in Hawaii, apparently.
Toki said, hey, I got an idea. That is, if you're not yellow. Across the street, something sweet. An underwater bordello.
What are we doing? Did the drugs just kick in?
Yes.
Toki took them to the Seahorse Whorehouse.
Oh, my God. Danny, they're going to a whorehouse. We need to know what happens. No? Come on.
Little spin. Bongo chose himself a pretty prawn. Cal preferred a dolphin.
Okay, we go.
The Daily Mix Show.
Is he having sex with a dolphin?
We're going to catch you up real quick. If you haven't heard, we've been getting to know Zach and Rachel all week, and Zach has concerns about Rachel homeschooling her kid due to the fact that she can't spell. We're going to put them in a trivia matchup to see who is smarter at 7:20.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All this week, we have been getting to know a listener named Zach.
And Rachel.
And his girlfriend, Rachel. So Zach initially left us a voice message saying that his new girlfriend maybe isn't the brightest. A lot to do with her lack of spelling. And Rachel joined us yesterday and said that, yeah, maybe she's not the best at spelling, but Zach is being a little dramatic, yeah.
Right. And then we have a listener that texted in saying that we should put them to the test. So that's exactly what we're going to do this morning. So we have Zach and Rachel back with us.
Yes. Hi.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So how are you both feeling? Zach, how are you feeling about this trivia battle or this, just education battle with you and Rachel?
I feel great about it. I'm really excited.
All right, Rachel, how are you feeling?
I'm excited. Let's go.
All right, and we did promise you only one spelling question that will be a part of this.
Okay, thank you all.
All right, so we have seven questions, and we decided we'd find questions that are like on the level of, remember that show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yeah.
All right, so we went down that road. So there are like some science questions, math, language, arts, spelling as well. And I figure what we'll do is we'll start with Rachel. We'll put Zach on hold. That way he can't hear. And we won't tell you if you got the questions right or wrong until we get through all the questions for both of you. Does that sound good?
Yeah, definitely.
Sounds good.
All right, so Rachel, we're going to start things off with a science question. What planet in our solar system is known for its beautiful rings?
That would be Saturn.
Okay. Next question, a math question. A rectangle is 8 inches long and 3 inches wide. What is its area in square inches?
8 and 3, is it 36 inches squared?
Okay, we'll move on to the next question. U.S. history. Who was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
All right. Geography, our next question. The Mississippi River flows into which body of water?
The Atlantic.
Okay. Next question. Here's your spelling one. Spell the word necessary.
N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y.
Nailed it. Oh, I can't say anything yet. So I'll move on to the next question. Science. What gas do plants take in from the air during photosynthesis?
Carbon dioxide.
Okay, and one last question, and you have to answer this quick so you don't have to think about it. What is 3/4 of 100?
75.
All right, cool. We got all of your answers, and now we're going to move on, and we're going to get Zach on.
She sounded confident.
She did sound confident. Do you think you got most of those right?
I do, yeah. I think I've gotten most of them right.
Okay.
Pretty sure about them all.
All right, Zach.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we're going to fly through these questions as well. We're just going to ask you the question. You give an answer. We won't let you know if you got it wrong or right until we get to the end of everything. We're going to start things off with a science question. What planet in our solar system is known for its beautiful rings?
Saturn.
All right, math question. A rectangle is 8 inches long, 3 inches wide. What is its area in square inches?
24 square inches.
Okay, moving on to U.S. history. Who was the first president of the United States of America?
George Washington.
All right. Geography. The Mississippi River flows into which body of water?
Gulf of Mexico.
Okay, now we're moving on to the dreaded spelling question. Spell the word necessary.
N-E-C-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y.
All right. Let's move to science. What gas do plants take in from the air during photosynthesis?
Oxygen.
Okay. And one last question. This one is math. Answer as quickly as possible. What is 3/4 of 100?
70.
Okay. All right. We got all the answers, and I figure what we should do. How do you feel you did there, Zach?
I think there was maybe one that I missed, maybe two, possibly.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll tabulate it and figure out who won the challenge.
The Daily Mix Show.
Will it be Zach or will it be Rachel? We're going to find out who won the trivia challenge after Pink Floyd. If you are just joining us this morning, our friend Zach has shared with us that he is worried he's dating this new girl that maybe isn't all that smart. So his girlfriend Rachel joined us, and we wanted to put them to the test.
Yes.
To find out who was smarter. And Steve, you have tabulated the answers. We need to review.
Well, to be honest with you, I had to go to the bathroom, so I haven't tabulated them. So we'll do this right now live on the radio. How's that sound there, T-Dog?
Sounds fantastic.
All right, so the first question that we asked these guys was, what planet in our solar system is known for its beautiful rings? And both of them guessed Saturn, and shockingly, both of them are correct.
Yeah.
All right, so both got one right. Next one is a math question. A rectangle is 8 inches long, 3 inches wide. What is that area in square inches? Now, Rachel guessed 36, Zach guessed 24, and Zach was right, Rachel was wrong.
Ooh.
All right, next question was U.S. history. We asked them who the first president of the United States was, and thankfully both of them got that question right. So we are now at 3-2.
Look at the big brains on Zach and Rachel.
So far, they're crushing it. Geography, the Mississippi River flows into which body of water? Zach guessed the Gulf of Mexico, and Rachel guessed the Atlantic Ocean. So she got that one wrong.
Oh.
So he's got four right?
Yes.
Okay. Language arts. That was our spelling question. We asked him to spell necessary. And I have to say, I'm very proud of our friend Rachel. She spelled it right.
Nice, Rachel.
N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y. But Zach, you spelled it with two C's.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So now we're at 4-3. So next up is science. What gas do plants take in from the air from during photosynthesis? Zach, you guessed oxygen. And Rachel, you guessed carbon dioxide, and you got that one correct. Rachel has now tied the game.
Ooh, awesome. The stakes are so high right now, Steve.
And finally, it was a math question. They had to answer it as quickly as possible, so they couldn't think about it. It was 75%. Rachel guessed 75. Zach guessed 70. That means that Rachel got that one right. Rachel?
Rachel!
You are smarter than Zach.
Thank you.
Oh, how the tables have turned.
Zach, did you throw it with that last question so that you wouldn't even be in the doghouse?
No, I was just wasn't thinking. I think I was just multitasking or something.
Well, he's probably still going to get laid tonight.
Yeah, like he's like, whatever. Who cares? Well, congratulations, Rachel. You are, in fact, smarter than Zach.
I kind of knew it all along, but thank you for validating that. I appreciate it.
You guys have been great sports about this whole thing, and thanks for just having some fun with us. I know it's not the end of the world with the spelling issues. We all have to deal with that in some way, shape, or another, but I just love the fact that you guys were willing to have some fun with this.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
The Daily Mix Show.
I'm not going to lie. I think Rachel could have beat Migs.
Get her back on.
If you think that you can beat
Migs, questions.
Now would be a great time to call. And Steve, right now your record is 303 wins, 95 losses, and 85 ties in 2025. Also, we gave out a cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 during the men's room with three of the correct answers to the upcoming game. Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.